employees are working 24/7 to keep the lights on and natural gas flowing when you need it the most. Listen up, all small business owners. Fox School of Business Small Business Development Center will hold a webinar Wednesday, March 25th at noon, titled COVID-19 and Local Funding for Small Businesses. Go to fox.temple.edu/institutes-and-centers, scroll down to the Small Business Development link, and click on the tab Events and register for this webinar. Small business owners, this is an opportunity for you to secure loans for your small business during COVID-19. Again, to register for this webinar on Wednesday, March 25th at noon, go to fox.temple.edu/institutes-and-centers. Scroll down to the Small Business Development link and click on the tab Events and register for this webinar. Brought to you by Temple University's Fox School of Business.
We are Progressive and Proud and Interactive. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at OnWord. This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia. Streaming live at wordradio.com.
This is your life. It's your life. It's mine. It's your life. It's your life. It's your life you're giving. Don't you think it's time you ask yourself why?
Ask yourself why. Ask yourself why.
This is your life. Not a game that you play. It's your life. It's throwing one at our end of time, everyone knows that I still love you so. That precious wine you're tasting. Don't you think it's sad? You have to start so young. One at our end of town.
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford. Yes, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD 96.1 FM. Man, oh man, we got a lot to talk about tonight. And before we do anything, we're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. We on Facebook, we on Twitter, we on Instagram, we on Tumblr. You could even go to the Facebook. Hey, guess what? Facebook at Forward, F-O-R-W-U-R-D. Or you can download the free WRD app in your Android or iPhone. Man, oh man, oh man. So it's a lot going on. And tonight we're going to just open up the phone lines because I really want to hear what you're feeling. For those that are going through anxiety, depression, those who are feeling a little lonely, and those who are in need of some services, we really want to kind of hear what's going on, not only in the city of Philadelphia, but around the nation, how folks are looking at this whole thing with the coronavirus, and how are you handling staying home from work, being home with your kids? Tell me a little bit more about what you think. Is there a time where this stuff is going to pass? Does anyone have an idea of what's going on with this? Is there an end date? I don't know. A few announcements before we get into tonight's discussion. Recovery Idol. The first round of Recovery Idol was scheduled for April the 10th, and we're going to postpone April 10th, and we'll come up with another date next week, and I'll provide you guys with that for Recovery Idol 2020. And again, April the 4th, Lit in AC has been postponed, and that's going to move to June the 20th. Yeah, and kudos for that. And then the next event that's going to take place, God willing, is the Mother's Day event, the Mother's Day Music Festival in Atlantic City. And that's going to be with Fantasia, Avant, Keith Sweat, Tank, Dusty Marie. That's scheduled for May the 9th. And then, let me stay in Atlantic City for another day. Sunday, May the 10th, Stephanie Mills. Oh, Stephanie Mills. Who else is going to be there? John the Boss Man and Atlantic City's own Angela Burton and Actor 7. So that's going to take place Sunday, May the 10th in Atlantic City. So, and you know, I tell you, man, we need that kind of excitement right now. Hopefully this stuff will blow past, or whatever they're going to do in terms of getting this out the way. It's almost like a movie. Folks are looking at it like a plague or like the Purge. And I want to hear your thoughts, man. We're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-8065. Folks are becoming quite depressed. I was listening to Jihad on the earlier show, and as I was driving into the station, there was a host of folks out there just running and walking and congregating in numbers. And I understand they asked us to stay away and stay in the house. Unfortunately, I had to go to the market, and folks were in line arguing about different things and relatively close to each other. One young lady was behind me coughing, and I knew it was time for me to get out of there. So I don't know. I went to Home Depot to make some other selections on some other things, and it was extremely crowded at Home Depot. I don't know what's going on. So I think I'm going to go home with my wonderful wife, and we're going to look at Netflix. And there's a couple things folks been talking about, Madam C.J. Walker. I'm going to watch that, and you know, and I'm not going to be watching number 45. I think I've had enough of watching him for the last couple of weeks or so. So I'm just going to try to relax and enjoy watching some good television, some good movies with my wife. Kudos go out to some of the parents who had to stay home from work and have their kids. And, you know, my prayers go out to you. I can imagine some of the parents who unfortunately had to stay home with your kids, but because the schools are closed. So, you know, wow, what is that going to be like? And to my two daughters, Sierra and Quadia, to my grandkids, listen, Pop, love you, but I think it's important and imperative right now that we just stay close as a family and support each other. And just a couple of weeks ago, I'm just really getting over the flu myself. So I want to be mindful of my interactions and getting close to people here at the station. You know, listen, the only person here is me and our producer, Dave. And we are 6 feet apart from each other. So, and we got the Clorox in here. And I'm doing a commercial right now for Clorox. Those that are viewing us on Facebook, yes. So I have it right here, and I'm going to wipe it down. Pardon me leaving here at the station. You know what I think about what's going on with this whole thing, how it shuts down the sports. You know, and I'll go back on a somber note, and I look at the movement of how things have transpired with Kobe Bryant losing his life, his daughter, those other people. And then as I move along and looking at what's happening in the city of Philadelphia with the safe injection sites, and it's just, it's a lot that's coming about. It's coming, a lot coming to us. Folks are struggling right now trying to figure out, like, what is this going to be? I'm going to ask people to stay prayed up, and have some faith that this too shall pass, and we'll overcome this, and we'll get back to business as usual. That's the only thing that I can really believe and trust in. I don't want to be the conspiracy theorist and start talking some other stuff, but the more I can stay away from watching the media, and I just think it's imperative for me to stay home and stay close to my family and isolate. You know, there's one of the things I used to tell people, isolation leads to darkness when negatives are developed. But today I watched a host of folks out there walking around Delaware Avenue and congregating, and are people really fearful of what this is, or some people just taking it for granted? I'm a little fearful. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to follow protocol and procedure, right? And that's the way it's going to be. You know, we stay home from work, and I can tell you this. If you're home, get some rest. Really. Take advantage of the opportunity to stay home and spend some time with your family, get some rest, do some housework. I've been working feverishly in my garage for the last week, just trying to shift and get rid of some stuff and clean up some stuff. So, you know, I'm just really, really appreciating the opportunity to stay home and rest. Because when this is all said and done, it'll be time to go back to business as usual. So this morning I was listening to City Council President Darrell Clark and two more on here, I think with Cody. They were on Cody's show, and I thank God for those guys bringing us up to date on what the City of Philadelphia is doing in terms of all this stuff here. And while it's important that we, again, stay home with your family, there's no need for me to be moving around in the streets or in a large crowd. I had to go to the market to retrieve a couple of things. And as my wife told me, she said, you got to go do that. Get more water and some other things. Get more water so so that we don't run out. So I want to hear from you, the callers and viewers. I want to hear how you've been managing over the last week. But I really want to hear if anybody believes that this is going to end relatively shortly, soon, or do you foresee this still going on for the next couple of weeks or months? That's what I want to know. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to open up the phone lines again, 215-634-8065, toll free, 1-866-366-1090. And all the folks that are in recovery that attend 12-step meetings, and, you know, I know folks been doing something online and Zoom and all that, But utilize your support mechanisms to get through this. You know, they close all the wine and spirit shops. Now, I want you to follow this. If they close all the wine and spirit shops, and I notice driving through the communities, these corner stores and delis are making money hand over foot because the wine and spirit shops are closed. I hope that we can maintain a level of abstinence in terms of people using drugs or people using all mind-mood-altering chemicals. I also found out that there was a couple of gun shops that were, you know, with folks lined up to purchase guns. Come on now. You know, it's really not that deep. If you stay home and stay safe and prayed up, everything should be good. So we're going to take a break and come back and continue discussion with what's happening currently today with what's going on in this nation that we live in. We'll be right back.
The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard is a Philadelphia drug and alcohol treatment center offering both inpatient and outpatient psychiatric and substance abuse counseling and treatments. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, formerly North Philadelphia Health System's Girard Medical Center, has always been at the forefront of innovation in the provision of treatment services for individuals with substance abuse and mental health challenges and a willing partner to the City of Philadelphia in serving city residents. The center's role in the health and wellness of the citizens of Philadelphia has been and continues to be critical, particularly given its location and easy access to much-needed services in the surrounding communities. They provide effective, evidence-based behavioral health services and partner with participants in their wellness journey. Their services include substance use disorder services, inpatient psychiatric services, outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services using methadone, Suboxone, and Vivitrol. They deliver these services in a manner that is spiritually and culturally sensitive and responsive to community needs. Let them help you through your recovery journey. Contact them at 215-787-2407. That's 215-787-2407. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, inspiring hope and transforming lives.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium, 267-233-5163.
For 50 years, Marikey has been a leading provider of drug and alcohol and behavioral health services to individuals and communities across the country. At Marikey Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia, we believe that people can and do recover from the disease of addiction and other disorders such as mental illness. Call us today at 1-866-647-0007. We support individuals with addictions who are also suffering with housing, employment, mental health, and other issues. Marikey Parkside Recovery offers outpatient treatment, drug-free and medication-assisted treatment including methadone and Suboxone, mobile assistance services, and much more. Let Marikey Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia help you take your life back. Call today, 1-866-647-0007, or find us at marikey.org. At Marikey, we put our heart and soul into exceptional care and services.
24 by 900 AM, WURD at 96.1 FM.
Inflation getting higher, makes it hard on the buyer. Unemployment on the rise, gasoline issues filled with lines. Rent being paid late, please. Let the dollar circulate, let the dollar circulate. Rates going up, seems like no value in the book. Meat prices up to stay, utilities are on their way. Airlines are running late, please. Let the dollar circulate. Join the base. World airlines are long and static. Someone tell me where the money went. Creditors won't even let us skate. Please, let the dollar circulate. Going broke, industries polluting the air with smoke. Politicians talking crazy, workers being soon lazy. Is it all because I want a gate? Please, let the dollar circulate. Let the dollar circulate. Little lady, 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 circulate, 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 circulate.
We back here at 900 AM WURD. That's Philly's own Grammy Award singer Billy Paul. He says, let the dollar circulate. Donald Trump, let the dollar circulate. And, you know, when you think about what's going on, I've looked at what's happening with the stocks. This game they're playing is very interesting. When people please pay attention to what's happening, you know, I don't know. I'll say it again. It's almost like a movie. It's like, is it the purge and the plague? And folks are, is it designed to eliminate and eradicate people? I don't know. It's so important that we stay safe and away from the invisible monster. That's what he calls it. And whatever it is, there's some people think it's airborne. Some, you know, how is it contracted? Do you touch somebody? Is it, if you sneeze on somebody, if you cough on somebody, or is it just in the air? Think about this here. This is funny. This is like the second, or if I'm not mistaken, the second day of spring. We haven't had a winter. Now, follow me. We haven't really had a winter. And I knew back then when there was snow and all that, that kind of cleared the air. But we didn't. We have yet to have a winter. We're into the third day of spring. And I think the temperature was almost 80 degrees yesterday, something around there. So it makes you really think about what happened to winter. I don't know about anything else, but when there was snow, that kind of cleared the air. You know what I mean, Dave? Think about that. Now, that's just my theory. I didn't get this off some science machine or television, but I thought about that. We have yet to have a winter, but we are into possibly the third day of spring. And I know when it snowed and all that, that cleared the air. Well, is this thing really airborne? I don't know. So I just want people to kind of think. I'm looking at these folks down there. Some folks just don't pay attention. They go down to Miami. They all on the beach. Hundreds of folks hanging out. You know, I don't know. You know, I was telling my wife, we got a niece. She's down in Miami. If you don't get home with the quickness, you're down there around people you don't know. Hundreds of people, y'all on the beach. Are people really paying attention? Do they think they're invincible? That it can't happen to them? And I tell you, there's so many, when you look around, when you think of well-known people, actors, they told me today Kenny Rogers died. It wasn't because of the coronavirus, but thank God, you know, 81 years old, Kenny Rogers, lady. You know, and then think of all these people, one family in Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, like 4 to 6 people died in one family. What is really going on? So I don't know. I want to know what your thoughts are. Those that are viewing in your home. So I know you're home because you're not out there in the street. You're home looking at television. You're home right now listening to 900 AM WURD. You're probably sitting here eating and probably promoting what we do here on Word Radio, right? So give us a call, 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. I want to hear your thoughts, your comments about what you really think is going on and how can we get to the other side of the equation with safe and you know, without a whole lot of ailments, man. I think about what's going on with our school system. You know, when you think about all that stuff that was happening in the schools and the, boy, oh boy. Now our kids are home. And I can imagine kids are probably don't have a clue the full magnitude of what this is about. They probably say, some kids want to go to school. Right? You know, you think about all those schools with asbestos and all that stuff, a lack of books and, you know, teachers are calling out. Here we are again with a whole lot of stuff. Who we got there, Dave? We got, it's something for us to really think about and see what's next on the list. So I don't know. I know for major corporations here in the city of Philadelphia, I work for the Pennsylvania Alliance of Recovery Residents, and I was told, ordered by the executive management, to work from home. So I'm just going to follow protocol and work from home and just do the things that I need to do, get some rest and eat right and spend some time with my wonderful wife. And, you know, they had she's in graduate school right now, and I just want to say that to her and her classmates and you guys, to stay focused because you guys are getting so close to walking out. So, oh, wow. This is my man, Joey Ting. Joey, what's going on, man?
I'm all right. I just woke up and heard Dollar circulating.
Yeah.
That's a big record, man. You know what I'm saying? The words of that song are so true and relevant today. But, you know, I don't even want to talk about that orange-haired cracker. I mean, whatever. But, you know, one thing, I still got this. I don't want to come across like Dick Gregory. But I've been saying it every time I call in this station. Ain't nobody think about, what's his name from up North Korea? Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
You know, Kim shot them missiles up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Psychological warfare. Nobody questioned what was in them missiles. And you know what I'm saying? And then when I heard Fred's brother on Solomon's show the other day, he lived up in Washington State, and he said how they got hit worse than Washington State, not that far from North Korea. You know, people don't analyze the situation. And then to say, you know, see, I don't know. It's like to say certain things like every day at 12 o'clock, this nut coming on with this fake press conference. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Man, check, understand this situation.
Yeah.
They knew intelligence told them ahead of time what was coming down the pipe. So all this is like a cover-up thing, man. And we, the people, become the pawns in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the sad part about it, you know, because he took this as a joke. And it also shows you one thing, Rick, and I ain't trying to put everybody on a scare tip. America is not ready for an invasion from another country, not under this administration. They can talk about they're the most powerful. It's kind of funny. They're supposed to be one of the most powerful nations in the world. But here they are in a serious crisis. They can't even deal with it because the chump fired all the people from the department that was supposed to outlook all this. You know, because his ignorance with Obama, he comes in there and fires everybody.
And then,
but like I said, and I meant it when I put it on Facebook, I hope I'll punish him and his whole administration staff. Because Prince ain't no better than he is neither. Now, the Secretary of State ain't no better. They all rednecks, man, and they want to use this as a racial thing. This ain't come from China. This is some circulations coming from within, man. And like I said, little Kim wasn't playing when he said, I got a little surprise for you. And he shot them missiles up. And to this day, you haven't even heard his name mentioned.
At all
through this situation. You know, so that just gives you some time to think about, like, oh, man, I ain't never think about that. And then, like, you know, you got people, like, I had to deal with cold this morning. Like, I mean, you know, some people are very intensive about, you know, even though if I got a daily cough, you know, I understand I had a cough before the situation.
Yeah.
But the reality part is, man, I'm in my room now. I'm in my room going through some old CDs. That's where I'm feeling. That's where I'm isolated at.
Yeah.
You know, but I just want people to pay, especially these young people, because you know what's sad, Rick? To walk down the street and hear some young person say, I can't wait till I get that check.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Y'all better worry about your health situations, man. And we as people better start. This is a serious wake-up call, too, because some of us got away from their personal hygiene of washing our hands,
washing ourselves.
And this is a true lesson, and it's like, yo, man, but I just want people to think about that North Korea situation and think about what that song was talking about, our dollar circulating and what's coming at you. You have a blessed day, man.
And you know, Joey, before you hang up, and that's one of the reasons why I played that, right? But now on another note, Joey, when you mentioned about the missiles going up, see, people got to think. You haven't heard anything else about that, Kim.
All they do is call on the radio, talk on it. It's funny, man. I'll be sitting here, I'll be like, damn, y'all don't even see the bigger picture. Y'all see all this, what you know, they all programming y'all to believe in.
Yeah.
They come up with all this stuff. And even yesterday, it showed you how out of sync they are, because the doctor, the head doctor, and the toupee kid, had, you know, he was in a disagreement with the toupee was giving.
Yeah.
He was saying things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yo, you got people around you. Then you got a medical dude there. This is like a puppet. You know, because I'm surprised he wasn't the one they chose to oversee the situation. But that just shows you, because his skin is melancholy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just that. But, I mean, I sit back, man, and I'm like, wow, you mentioned that situation. You see how the media is promoting this shit? Oh, excuse me. The media is promoting this, too, because you see what they did? They went down Florida. They got this old redneck young boy. And he starts saying stuff about, I ain't worrying about this. I'm having a good, we going to party.
Yeah.
You know, and they all partying, you know. And they ain't thinking like nothing, like, you know, there ain't nothing to happening. But, man, this is serious, man.
It's funny you bring that up. And I think that's why we do these kind of shows, to get people to expand in their mindset. You're right. We haven't heard anything about that, Kim.
Let me tell you something. That's even because I was on some Cobra yesterday, told me this one. He said he rode by 33rd Street, Rita's Ice Cream Parlor, whatever. Rita's John up there.
Yeah.
People lined up close. Then he talked about the home front playground. You know, everybody's over 33rd playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they act like, you know, it's business as usual. But sometimes you got to understand, when you're sweating and all, and you ain't, you touching, you know, like, I don't want to get into that touch thing, because, you know, you got to put all that, they talk, you know, put thanks or whatever that stuff is on your hands. And you find out that ain't even cool. You got to use two of soap and water. You get everything real, man. I mean, sometimes it's like a mind game, man. But we don't really think. All we know is like what somebody's saying on the radio or the television. But you don't understand the games that it was being played. You know, and when you got, and like I said, ain't nobody said nothing about young boy from North Korea.
Yeah.
And all they did was talk about the Chinese virus, and it's funny because they said it started off of a bat. And I'm like,
yeah.
They started off a bat. Y'all couldn't foresee all this. And it's, think about this. They had one day, it was a big article in the paper about the virus in China taking its course on people. And sure enough, it got over here so quick.
Yeah.
And then certain people were selling their stocks off.
Yeah, I saw that.
And selling their stocks off because they was pre-warned.
Ahead of time.
And when you had a time, you pre-warned, you know, like, Funny Face talking about it ain't serious, this ain't no thing. Until, you know, he got next to somebody and they caught it from him. And he asked, and you can look at, he know he got it. He don't want to come out and admit it. But, it, you know, you can look at his situations, man. But it's kind of funny that all of a sudden, every day, you be watching television and you into the flow. And all of a sudden, pop up this big orange folk talking about the little press conference.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He got his disciples out there talking. And he in disagreement with his disciples. And I'm just thinking, like, what's going on? But then I keep going back. I listened to Dick Gregory the other night, and I'm like, damn, man. I'm sitting there like, oh, man, you very being missed.
Yeah.
For the situation today, I wonder what he would say. But it's like, yo, that North Korea part, he's circulating in my head.
Yeah.
You know? And it's that, man. But you have
But you know what, Joey? And I think some of the points you made are valid. I think people need to wake up and take a outside the box look at Little Kim. We haven't heard nothing about that. We haven't heard anything about Russia.
You know what? Russia hasn't been hit. Certain parts of Africa hasn't been hit. No, North Korea ain't been hit. But just think about it, man. All of a sudden now, you know, and if people don't understand it, they're going to be going to market, buying all this toilet paper. Ain't that much wiping your butt as quick as stuff. But, you know, you got to stock up. You got to, it just shows you to prepare yourself food-wise, mentally-wise, for what's down the pike.
Well, when you're thinking of the economy, now think about this, Joey.
Folks, that happened because he cut off all ties to China. And once you cut all ties off to China, you knew the economy was going to fail.
Yeah.
So people better start, you know, Rick, I don't call radio like I used to call, be radical and all like that. I just sit back and listen.
Yeah.
And then I sit back and I say, do y'all understand what's going on? You know, do y'all understand it's a truly war of the gods? That's another song. Or do you understand I see the light?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can listen to certain songs that Luke Mann and them put out with Kenny and with Billy, and I said that like, damn. And then the one message that I always play, only the strong survive.
Yeah.
But we all been through this before. But it's well how we keep ourselves compliant. Pretty soon now they got the National Guard running through the city. You ain't seen it, ain't nobody. Wait, just watch what's coming up next week. You got the National Guard running through the city. Pretty soon they're going to have us so shut down. It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
You can't go get a haircut. What the hell are they talking about? You can't get a haircut.
Hey, Joey, I was just telling Dave, I went to go get a haircut, and the barbershop was closed, and I thought about it. Like, you know, they are shutting things down. But what you think?
Do like Daryl did. Go buy a damn pair of slippers.
Yeah.
Maybe you feel like me and Vince Hughes now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe Kirk might decide to go up to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta look at it like this, man. This is a serious, serious wake-up call.
It is.
The adults are comprehending very well. It's up to the young people, man.
Yeah.
Because the young people out there, they're on the corner. They don't know what they're doing. They got their pack. They don't pop, but I pop. Hey, man, all I can say is, you know, if only one person going to change this, and that's the Creator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I always said in my heart and mind and soul that the Creator has been a has been upset with America's attitude towards its own people. And this is a punishment to wake America up. You know, because like the minister and all we used to, back in the day, everybody used to have a problem with Prince Mr. Farrakhan, but he predicted America will fall from within.
Yeah.
And this is a pure sign that as long as you got a chump like Trump in presidency, it's going to fail. You know, but it's up to us, man. We got to, that's the only time I agree with Maurice on Southwest. Get off our ambition, get up there and vote.
Yeah.
Vote as if your life depends on it, and shows you right now, in, what is it, March? Your life depends on it. I heard you mention about it ain't like we ain't had no winter. Okay, bro. When snow comes in a few days, you understand?
Yeah, ain't that funny, Joey?
You understand this thing called global warming?
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. You know what I'm saying? But you be blessed, man.
Love you, man.
I love you tonight. Peace out.
Okay. Yeah, that's on Philly's own. That's our own Joey T. And, you know, those that are viewing and listening, guess what? It's really about having thoughtful conversation about where does this all come from? And, you know, in number 45, Joey called him the orange man. But again, strategically, these press conferences, this media gathering, it is really strategically designed to capture your mind and keep us fixated on what's really going on. I'm afraid that folks really need to pay attention that you're not exempt from catching this invisible monster. I'll say it again, just really astonished at being in the market, and folks are, and I heard Cody this morning talk about being at Reader's Award. I stayed at 33rd and CCB Moore. folks are so fixated on wanting to get the water ice, but not understanding we need to be a couple of feet apart from each other. And so I don't know. I'm just going to pray for those that are out there, some of the elderly folks. I'm praying for you guys. I am really praying for all of us that, you know, the numbers are staggering as the days progress. You hear more about what's happening. Now, Lloyd's going to be coming to you guys shortly and talking about what's going on across the nation, across the country, about different places where this invisible monster is affecting people. Now, I'm going to call it the invisible monster. I've got that came from Donald Trump. The invisible monster. It's like a movie, but it's real. And folks are dying as we speak. So I want to make sure as we prepare in here at the station, wiping our hands and wiping down the microphones. And Lloyd just came when he's preparing for his show. He's wiping down, Cloroxing everything down. And yeah. And you know what's funny? When I think about this, I've always been a person who, I'm a solo rider. I'm really need to be honest. Most people know me. A lot of people know me. But I'm really a guy that kind of do myself. I don't ride around with a lot of people. I don't go to sporting events with people. I stay home and do me. So I don't know if it's just the way I've been trained. I'm just really funny about that kind of stuff. So this fits right down my ballpark to be home by myself. Well, not by myself now, because I got the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and we been sitting home and just watching television and listening to music. And by the way, you know, we had a little home activity. So they watched this. We were playing like 500. And yeah, I told her, I gave it to her, Dave. Yeah, but she claimed because of her illness, you know, she wasn't feeling too good. So I annihilated her in the first round yesterday. Well, she came back yesterday and redeemed herself. So we'll go for the final round tonight, honey. And so get the cards out and let's get ready to rumble. So listen, we're going to take our final break and come back. And I'm going to bring Lloyd Cummings in here because I want to hear a little bit from Lloyd about what's happening around the universe in terms of the coronavirus, who's being affected, what's in stake, what are other countries and folks talking about. So matter of fact, before we do that, I'm going to get Lloyd in here because he's preparing. So Lloyd, how are you, Lloyd?
Thank you, Rick. I am doing well, man. You know, counting my blessings, I'm alive and well in America.
Yeah, yes.
There's 70 million people quarantined.
How many?
70 million in America.
7 million.
70, 70.
70?
Yeah.
In America?
Yeah. But, you know, when you think about what they've done in Los Angeles, in California, New York. All the other states, it's a quarantine. Not, they expect a lot of bad things to happen.
Yeah.
And the thing people need to mull over is the fact that the intelligence community and therefore the president knew how serious this was going to be.
Yeah.
Because the senators who were in the stock market scandal, who sold their stock, they knew
ahead of time.
Therefore, the president must know because the senators were briefed. So there is something else behind that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear what it is, you got to listen to my show.
Absolutely.
7:30. But yes, the coronavirus is all over the Caribbean. It's in Trinidad. It's in Barbados. It's in Jamaica. It's in Guyana. It's in St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Suriname. So it's all over. The Bahamas. It's all over. It really is, and it, you know, like everywhere else in the world. It's not as bad in the numbers, but we don't have the population. You
know? Absolutely.
And most of the ones that are coming into the Caribbean came from other countries. The United Kingdom, for example, was a person from the United Kingdom first brought it into Jamaica. A person from the United Kingdom also brought it into Trinidad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like that.
And folks are dying.
And there have not been many deaths in the Caribbean. There's been one death in the country called Guyana, which is it's part of the Caribbean, but it's on the South American continent, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Near Venezuela. And yeah, one person has died there, but and one person has died in Jamaica too. One person died in Jamaica this past week.
So I don't know. Lloyd, I'm glad you're here to give us an update. I'm going to be listening. Mentioned 7:30.
All of it on the Caribbean News at 8. But at 7:30, we're going to talk a little bit about what they know, when do they know it, and what the plan is. Because we are all saying that the president and his people around him are behaving stupid, but they're not that stupid.
No, not at all.
So there has to be something, another angle to it. You want to hear the angle? Got to tune in at 7:30.
So that's good. That's Lloyd Cummings right here. You guys stay tuned. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go home and watch a little Netflix, Madam C.J. Walker. I heard a lot about that. I'm going to go home and just sit down with my wonderful wife. I'm going to pray for you guys out there that are viewing and listening, and follow the protocol. Stay within distance. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Right.
Look after your family.
And look after
your family. Think about that. I am driving in, and there are no cars on the road. Normally, I would have to go through a lot of traffic to get here on a Saturday evening. Very, very few cars on the road, and that tells you that people are staying in. And we all know that this population in America has been socialized and educated to be everywhere. Go shopping. Go out in the park. Go everywhere. Think of how difficult it is for families to be in the same space for this length of time, and even more time coming up.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And it's funny, Lloyd, as I was driving in, coming down Delaware Avenue, there's a plethora of people out there congregating and hanging out like
it's okay to have a party. When they have suggested that people stay, at least 6 feet from each other. It's important, but, until it hits home for them personally, that critical. But we all need to pay attention and pay attention to the authorities and the people in the medical field who are telling us exactly what we need to do. It's no fun in Italy. In Spain, it's no fun. In the UK, and when I say it's no fun, a lot of people are being affected. A lot of people are dying. A lot of people are being very, very sick.
Yeah.
In New York, if you listen to the mayor and the governor, they are, talking some serious stuff as it relates to the amount of people. Think of New York. There's so many people in New York, it's unbelievable. I don't go to New York. I used to, because I have families live there.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to New York in about 3 years because too many people there. The highways are so crowded, it's unbelievable.
But the governor in New York, and I've said this to the president, he needs to listen to the governor in New York.
He needs to listen to the governors around the country.
Yeah.
And there is something that the governors can do, we'll talk about it at 7:30, that will thwart what the Republicans and the president is planning. It must be a plan.
Yeah. So listen, I'm going to get out of here, man. I want to thank everybody. Thank my good friend Joey T for calling in and all those other folks. It's been one of those exciting journeys. I just want people to stay prayerful, faithful, that this too shall pass over. We thank our producer, Dave, for holding things down. Dave, I'm going home and watching Netflix with the First Lady. And God willing, next week, I'll be back in here again with a wonderful update. But I'm going to listen to Lloyd tonight to hear about what's happening around the nation and what the plan is.
That's right. That's right.
Peace, and I'm out of here. Thank you.
Check out the shop tab on wordradio.com. Hoodies, tees, and more in a variety of colors. The shop tab on wordradio.com. Show the world that you're all about black. Talk Media.
1 in 23 will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in their lifetime, yet more than 60% of deaths from colorectal cancer could be avoided with preventative screening. A colonoscopy can save your life. Skip the pre-visit and schedule your screening directly at einstein.edu/colon. Colon cancer is preventable. Learn more at einstein.edu/colon.
Family planning isn't just for preventing pregnancies, and it isn't just for women. In Philly, family planning means education, counseling, birth control, STD and HIV testing, breast exams and pap smears, and access to over 25 no or low cost health centers where no one is turned away. Learn what family planning services are available to you. Visit accessmatters.org/pass it on or call Access Matters Info Hotline at 215-985-3300 to find a no or low cost family planning health center near you. And don't forget to pass it on.
PICO recognizes the foundational role the company plays in how the Philadelphia region responds to COVID-19. Rest assured, PICO employees are working 24/7 to keep the lights on and natural gas flowing when you need it the most.
In celebration of women, Michelle Obama.
If we want to give all of our children a foundation for their dreams, then we must work like never before.
This is Word Radio.
96.1 FM.
And 900 AM WURD. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Independent.
Black media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.